been 7 days since Israel sent hundreds of tanks and troops into the West Bank in an operation designed to root out and destroy what it sees as the terrorist infrastructure there. Most of the casualties in this last week have been Palestinian. One of the Israeli casualties was reserve soldier Ophir Rote. He was stationed outside the Jewish settlement of Har Homa last weekend when he was killed by Palestinian gunfire coming from nearby Bethlehem. Despite the ongoing violence, Israeli citizens continue to move into West Bank settlements like Har Homa, drawn by government subsidies designed to increase the Israeli population in the West Bank. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Shortly before the Israeli military offensive in the West Bank began, construction crews were in the final stages at Har Homa. Har Homa is the last piece in the inner ring of settlements surrounding East Jerusalem. A young Israeli couple, Karen and Daron, show visitors around the new apartment they hope to move into soon. Karen proudly points out the three bedrooms, two balconies, and sunlit garden, and repeatedly emphasizes the lack of view. And the current conditions a key asset, because a lack of view means less exposure to snipers from Bethlehem or other Arab villages. Karen and Daron say they could never have afforded a place like this without extremely generous government assistance. $12,000 grant, and a very low-interest loan for another $40,000. Daron insists that he's not political and he's moving here strictly for economic reasons. And yet, he seems surprised to be asked if he considers Har Homa a settlement and if he's a settler. No, not at all, he says. It's an integral part of Jerusalem. We're 100 yards from Jerusalem neighborhoods and a kibbutz. It's part of the city. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government was quick to deny a recent report charging that 34 new settlement outposts have been established since he took office. Spokesman Avi Posner said none of the outposts violated Sharon's promise not to allow any new settlement activity.
There is absolutely no new settlement. It is the policy of this government not to build new settlement. Within the settlements, there might be some building of new houses due to natural increases.
But longtime settlement opponent Jeff Halper says that all depends on your definition of new. Halper says starting with Menachem Begin's government in the late 1970s, when Ariel Sharon was housing minister, settlements were mapped out and approved under master plans that stretched decades into the future and miles into the West Bank. Halper says a prime example is the settlement of Male Adumim, east of Jerusalem.
In other words, Male Adumim is a settlement that if you look at it, it's 28,000 people on a hilltop. But in fact, Male Adumim, defined by its master plan, is larger than Tel Aviv. And it goes all the way from Jerusalem almost to the Jordan River, effectively cutting the West Bank in half. So Israel can build as much as it wants to in that entire area between Jerusalem and the Jordan River without building a new settlement.
For many on the Israeli right, the technicalities of what's a new settlement and what's not are less important than the urgent need to increase the Jewish population in the territories, and particularly around East Jerusalem, which the Palestinians hope to claim as the capital of a future state of Palestine. Lawmaker Shaul Yahalom says it's essential to create a greater Jerusalem by adding several settlements.
The Jewish population must be a majority in Jerusalem, and therefore we must give them more and more neighborhood like Male Adumim, and the purpose is to build big Jerusalem.
The rest of the world has never recognized Israel's annexation of East Jerusalem following the 1967 war. Anti-settlement activist Jeff Halper says the expansion is designed to ensure that if a Palestinian state is ever established, it will be fragmented, economically crippled, and for all practical purposes, still under Israeli control.
And what's important here is that 40% of the Palestinian economy revolves around Jerusalem. That's where the tourism is, especially. Tourism is the major industry. So by creating a greater Jerusalem, you keep the Palestinians at arm's length, and you virtually cut out the economic heart of any Palestinian state, rendering it non-viable.
Palestinian lawmaker and negotiator Saeb Erekat says Sharon's devotion to the settlements is one reason many Palestinians believe the Israeli leader is incapable of reaching a peace agreement.
Settlements and peace are two parallels that will never meet, and Sharon had made the choice a long time ago. He chose settlements and not peace.
Back in Har Homa, Daron and Karen say they would have been happy to live within Israel if the government had offered similar encouragements. Instead, they're moving into what most of the world considers occupied Palestinian territory and hoping that the bloodshed that seems to grow worse by the day soon ends. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Har Homa on the West Bank.